5:45 on a Monday morning. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. We got Jason Kanz on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't even say hello to you because it was kind of tight there, so.
Yeah, I figured maybe you were ignoring me.
All right, here we are, Monday, June 13th. Thank you for the Dallas Willard book for my birthday. Explain to people the book you gave me on Saturday.
Yeah, so I've actually thought about giving you this book for a long time, and I finally did. It's called the Dallas Willard Dictionary, and it is a woman who went through all of Dallas Willard's books and would pick various topics and then would put in quotes or links to basically everything that he said on each of those topics. So you could look up the topic of hell or holiness or love, Trinity, and it will tell you exactly where he said it in his books. And it's just a really neat way to easily look up what Dallas had to say about various thoughts and ideas. And as you know, we talk a lot about Larry Crabb, but I think both of us like Dallas Willard as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so I just thought it was a neat book to add to your collection.
Of course, John Ortberg was very good friends with Dallas Willard. Dallas passed in 2013. Yep. We're going to use a Dallas Willard quote, I think, coming up Saturday. We're at the men's breakfast, Harvest Time, Chippewa Falls, and I'll save what it is. So, see, I'm kind of tempted to just show the playbook, but but anyhow, I hope guys will turn out 8 o'clock this Saturday. But, yeah, Dallas Willard, John Ortberg said he likened himself to Dallas, but in a humbling way, saying what?
He called himself Dallas Willard for Dummies.
Yes, Dallas for Dummies. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. The best-selling series that had just about, you know, something, you know, everything for dummies, right? So.
Right,
I think when the publishing story on that, people thought, oh, nobody's going to read a book that says for dummies. Well, they were wrong because all sorts of people did. So.
Clearly. Yeah, and then it branched out. There were things like for idiots. And,
I guess you're right. Yeah. That makes
those
me
were orange instead of black and yellow.
That makes me wince a little bit, the idiot ones.
It does. I agree.
Yeah. All right, so the birthday yesterday was not, you know, one of the prominent thoughts for me throughout the entire day. It's like climbing a mountain. And also, you can't help but be, it's just like you had nothing to do with your birth. And really, you have a little bit to do with keeping yourself alive. But, I mean, every breath's a gift from God. So I go back to the final Brennan Manning book, All Is Grace, right? I mean, the very fact you exist is... What did you have to do with that? It was a gift, and your mom should get presents, not you, on your birthday, right?
Yes, that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah,
you know, or we could go with the the Brennan Manning All Is Grace idea.
Yeah,
you maybe live more like hobbits, where we give other people presents on our birthdays.
Yeah, and, right.
You know, because again, I agree. Every breath is a gift, and. Yeah, that's a good reminder for each of us, whether it's our birthday or not.
Yeah. So, anyhow, it was good. We went to did church yesterday. That was great. Yep. And then also the Renaissance Fair. That was the big deal. And I don't know, some of the pictures have probably matriculated out. But, I mean, we went in costume. And so, I got to say, that's not my first. I mean, I probably would have gone to a used bookstore or gone golfing or sports, but my family stretching me out, and then we went out for a meal last night, and so that was good.
So did you follow my suggestion?
Which was?
Oh. For the costume that I told you you should dress like Batman.
No, I did not. I did not.
That may have made
I was like
been
one of,
different, right?
Peggy was dressed like a queen, so we came up with these, with these fake, and I'm trying to think, I was Nikolai, the bodyguard, and although some people mistook me for a lord. So, anyhow.
Huh.
All right. Well,
there you go.
Can we do a quick verse here this morning?
You bet.
Matthew 5:9. What does it say in the Beatitudes?
Sure. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But and here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved, the New Testament devotional commentary. Live from your wholeheartedness, allowing that mindset or perhaps heart set to flow out into the world around you, becoming an ambassador of shalom. Promote peace and integration wherever you go, in your home, community, church, in the world. Help others to discover their completeness. Peacemakers do not merely avoid conflict, but actively work for shalom, as my daughters and sons. So shalom is there not once but twice. Just comment on that before we wrap up here.
Yeah, yeah. So the word shalom is, as I've said here before, it's so much bigger than just the idea of peace. It's about working for harmony, for goodness, for the way things ought to be. And, you know, I think that's what we're called to. That term ambassador of shalom comes from Chuck DeGroat, who's one of my favorite authors. And, you know, and so I think that's what we're called to, right? I mean, as peacemakers, we actually seek to push through conflict to a place of wholeness, a place of unity, a place of peace.
So is shalom both a hello and a goodbye?
That's the idea. So you greet people with that, the idea, I suppose, like aloha, right? I mean, yeah. It's where you greet people with the idea of you're wishing people wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, shalom.
So, yeah.
Until tomorrow. Yeah. Here we go. WWIB. June 13th, birthdays today, lots of them. And thank you, first of all, to so many WIB listeners. Caleb was generous and kind enough not only to pop in here bright and early on Friday before wrapping up VBS in Rice Lake with gifts galore and kind words, but also posting on the WIB Facebook page, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, etc., inviting you to share, and lots of you did. Turned 58 yesterday. Praise God for life. For an incredible mom, a wonderful wife, 5 great kids, and a wonderful radio station, stations to work at and continue to work at. So, and even another job after that. So anyhow, lots of blessings. Got to get that song, I think, on the way here at some point. But first of all, to the birthdays we go. The birthdays for June 13th, and they include Paku Zhang, Isaac Darbaugh. My friend Ron Loveland with a birthday. Not living in Eau Claire, up in the Northland these days. And happy birthday to Ron. Great brother in the Lord. Everybody, to know him is to love him. Josiah Lurkey with a birthday today. Bruce Strangfeld. Paul Childs, happy birthday, Paul. A milestone birthday for PC today. Happy birthday. Kim Merringer has a birthday fundraiser for Wisconsin Parkinson's Association, trying to raise $200. Wish her well. Lori Sabelko, happy birthday, along with Hudson Fry, D. Vance, and Sarah Jade. Others who call this a birthday include the likes of actor, well, let's see, from Sesame Street. He's turning 90 today. Can we have a little bit more banjo, please? Got a lot to cover here today. Yeah, thanks. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street, the big 9-0 today. Malcolm McDowell from Heroes is 79. Stellan Skarsgård from the Marvel films and Chernobyl, 71. Richard Thomas is 71 today. Remember, he was in a show? The Waltons. Yeah. So listen close enough, you can hear the theme. People remember kind of the way it ended, you know, in terms of, you know, the ending. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Elizabeth. All that. All right, Tim Allen from Home Improvement and Last Man Standing, 69. Ali Sheedy from The Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire is 60. TV personality Hannah Storm, 60. Chris Evans from the Marvel films turning 41 today. WandaVision's Kat Dennings with a birthday turning 36. Ah, those twins, Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen, are 36. Now, they were not on The Waltons. They were on a different program, so if I'm going to do that, they were on, of course, Full House. Yeah. So they are turning. Yeah, they didn't stay little. They're 36 now. And so those are your birthdays here, WWIB. Promise of the day, Matthew 17, 19, and 20. Paraphrase this way. Nothing, I mean nothing, will be impossible for those who have even a little faith. That's promise number 164 in the year. Nothing will be impossible for those who have even a little faith. You want a devotion in that regard, go check it out at 365promises.com. All right, the comedian pastor is on the line, Drew Fralick from Michigan. I say comedian first because you were a stand-up comic before you were a pastor, so sorry. There's the intro.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. Well, we're both a year older now, eh?
I know. Belated happy birthday. How was your 38th?
Same to you. Yeah, it was good. I'm feeling old now, you know. I lost my keys. I can't, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be old, but I'm getting there, you know what I mean?
How did you celebrate yesterday?
So, well, yesterday was church, you know, so that's like the big work day for me. I preached a rebuking sermon on my birthday, which
you did.
I was like, I did. That's an important part of being a pastor. I was, you know, not mean about it, but I was like, hey, it's my birthday. Take it easy on me. This is what the Lord has for you this day.
You kind of thought you had some birthday protection built in?
I was like, hey, you know, this is a little bit of a challenging sermon for you. And just to remind you, today's my birthday, so don't be mad at me afterwards. Take it easy on me.
Did you wear a lion's helmet when you preached it? Or?
Yeah, in case they start throwing cabbage and tomatoes at me. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, booing me.
Also, probably knee. You know, somebody might send a little kid up there to take a chomp out of your knee or something. So
yeah, I need the knee pads. That's right. Yeah.
Right.
In this day and age.
So
no, it was good. We had friends from around the world that came. We had the party on Friday. I had a friend. I don't know if your listeners have been paying attention to what's going on in Shanghai, but they've been in this like crazy lockdown for 2 months.
Hmm.
People can't even leave their houses. You probably saw that on the news.
Wow.
So my friend from Shanghai, this crazy story, there's not enough time to tell it, but him and his wife got out 3 weeks ago.
Huh.
And they just got back to the U.S. and it's just like this total shock, you know, like, wow, you can walk around, you know, and like do stuff. So that was really interesting to catch up with him. And it was a good night. How was yours?
Yeah, the big one so my daughter Elena turned 17 the day before me. And then, the big 5'8" yesterday. And the wonderful time at church in the morning, and then it wasn't a rebuking sermon, but it was on Revelation 2 and 3, so good. But anyhow, the big thing was the decision was made to go to the Renaissance Fair. I guess they said this was for Elena's birthday. So that was, dressed in the garb. So my kids provided, like, here, Dad, wear this, you know, this black shirt. And it was good until the sun came out. When the sun came out, then all of a sudden the temperature really cranked up. But first time in more than a decade, they brought a Renaissance Fair back here to the area. So that was fun. That was certainly something different.
Wow. So it's 90 degrees out and you're in a full, armored suit.
Thankfully, it was really good in the clouds, but it was in the 70s. But, you know, tomorrow's supposed to get into the 90s. So anyhow.
So they took you, you're 58, so they took you to the Renaissance Festival, which is another way of saying middle age. Is that what's going on here?
You know what, though? The thing is, I don't know who was it. At the very end, we were there until it closed at 6. And at the very end, like, they have the queen, and there's, I don't know, this gathering, and they're pulling people out to come and dance. And I was...
Oh.
And I don't know whoever this particular... She pulled me out, and I'm like, you felt like you didn't have a choice. So whether there's video or not, I'm praying that there's not video of that surfaces. So anyhow...
Well, one last thing before we go. So
yesterday,
my sermon was also on Revelation 3. So there's your tie-in there. Yeah.
Interesting.
There it is.
All right. Yep. Well, the common theme. Well, again, 20 years, my junior, so enjoy it while you can, okay?
Yes. Happy birthday.
Very good. Welcome back, Caleb. Not Connor, but welcome back, Caleb.
Thank you.
All right. First time since Tuesday.
Welcome back.
Good to have back.
Yes.
And the VBS ended okay?
It did. You know what? Again, VBS, it's not necessarily off days. It's just different kind of work. But it was a lot of fun to be part of that. And I just have to say, as tiring as 3 days were, my salute to everyone who was there the entire week.
I told my wife, I said, for his vacation, he's going to VBS. She says, that's not a vacation. So, well, vacation Bible school, I guess. So.
Indeed. You know, and it's, again, it's about ministry. It's about the children. And so, again, I just have to, big tip of the hat to my mom, who's the VBS director. I don't know that she slept more than a few hours at a time all week long. And, Yeah, we'll get into it later. Yeah, but then okay. They came and helped my family out as well, too, with something. So
very good.
Pretty cool.
Look forward to the update. Recapping the weekend, it was a birthday weekend. Caleb, thank you for your generosity and thoughtfulness, the way you kicked it off here about 6:40 in the morning, surprising me completely by showing up here bearing gifts. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And hopefully it was an absolutely wonderful birthday weekend. Just wanted to kick it off on the right note.
The minus is we have not yet played Throw Burrito, but everybody is interested. So
well, yeah, there you go.
Just
build the interest.
Busy weekend. But men's breakfast at Valley Brook Church on Saturday, church there Sunday, but then also the ordination of Michael Gumalowskis at the Episcopal Church in Eau Claire Saturday afternoon. Ties into WIP because his wife is formerly Leanne Smith, now Gumalowskis. And, of course, the oldest of the two daughters of Greg and Kathy Smith. Greg, the former sales manager back in the day.
So, sure.
Big thing, birthday yesterday, Renaissance Fair marking the afternoon. We dressed up. I mean, my kids really like this. They've taken the theater thing to the next step, you know?
Cosplay and such.
Yeah, and so that kind of thing. So, I don't know. I'm sure pictures will manifest themselves on social media. The thing I mentioned earlier, though, at the very end, we were there until closing. And I don't know, there's this celebration, this thing, and they were like, come on out and dance. So a little bit of that happened.
Wow. Is there video?
In front of the queen, if you will. I mean, we'll wait and see if there is. I didn't take any. I was dancing.
What did you dress up as?
I was supposed to be like, my wife was like the queen.
And sure.
Or at least we called her Lady Serafina.
Okay.
That's what I came up with. And so my name was Nikolai, the bodyguard, or somebody mistook me for a lord, so I'll take that.
Sure. All right. Fantastic.
And then dinner out last night.
Very, very good. Again, last week I've been gone for a bit, but Vacation Bible School. So came in to be kind of reinforcements helping out, and a lot of fun. Tiring, sure, but great to be able to spend some time again with the church family and the kids. Probably one of our best attended Bible schools ever. So
nice.
That's praise the Lord for that. Wonderful. And I mentioned earlier at the top of the show that my mom's the one who's the director of the VBS, and all the work that she and my sisters and my wife and my dad, that they all put in, I mean, far outshone any efforts that I made, too. So I was just kind of floating around helping where I could. But my parents also took it upon themselves, knowing that we had purchased back at Christmas time a swing set for the kids, mostly, you know, kind of a present for Nora, but she's like, well, you can share it with me, to her siblings. It's supposed to be for everyone. We don't have a swing set or play set right now. And I despise trying to put things like that together. I just do not have any mechanical inclination at all. And my parents know that. And so after an exhausting, wonderful, yes, but exhausting week of VBS, they came, made the trip all the way over to our house from Rice Lake to Chippewa on Friday evening and stayed until that job was done. And it was probably 3+ hours trying to get the thing put together. Like
That's love.
Yeah, it is. Servant leadership, I mean, that's why my parents have been in the same church, in the same ministry for, what do we have now, 35 years, 36 years now, I think, coming up in June. Like, just incredible what they evidenced to me day after day. And so, I think we'll just end it there. Again, plenty of busyness on the week, Aquafest Parade on Sunday and such, too. But just my salute to my mom and dad that they don't become weary in doing good, even when they are physically weary.
Much appreciated. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. People don't understand. We sweat this part. It's tough. We come up with 3 jokes apiece every single week. You might say, well, you got 168 hours to get ready, but we want good jokes, and it's tough.
I almost forgot to pull mine up because I think I'd saved some.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at them right now.
Okay.
And I think I have enough.
All right. Very good. And I think I've got one left over because I'm going to use one that Cliff sent in. Thank you, Cliff and Spooner. All right. And so the first one, my wife's birthday card to me yesterday. Here, I'm going to show you, Caleb.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday to my husband, the head of the house. And there's kind of a proud bear closing his eyes, folding his arms, just the head of the house. And you open it up and it says, with lots of love from the CEO, chairman of the board, and president.
Very nice.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
Well, why did the belt get thrown in jail?
Why?
He held up a pair of pants.
You can't do that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
thank you to Cliff for this next one. You want to know why swords will never go obsolete?
Why?
They're cutting-edge technology.
Yes. They are indeed. Well, you know, I like to do a lot of research, stay up to date on what's going on in the world, and I just found that doctors tell us there are over 7 million people who are overweight right now.
Wow. Now,
these, of course, are only round figures.
I just finished off the last donut that was left from Friday, so 3 boxes of donuts brought in here.
Oh, wow, I missed that.
Yeah. And so finally, you know, over the weekend, it was a busy weekend, but watched a little TV, watched, in fact, a documentary about how pickles are made. It was jarring.
And last one for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family, and we invite you to, send in yours. Go ahead. Delving into my past just a little bit, sometimes I open this up. I used to work in an orange juice factory, but I got canned. I couldn't concentrate.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Thank you very much.
Make Us Laugh Monday.
Did you fill up your gas tank on the way to work this morning?
High gas prices, something we're all dealing with. I found myself looking at the pump price driving in this morning, wishing, hoping it would drop from the 474, but it seems to be there, I think, right? Or 479.
479.
Yeah,
474. 474 was...
Would it be a break? Yeah. Well, word spread quickly once a driver in Northern California realized the gas he was pumping in his car was costing him how much a gallon?
69 cents a gallon. For premium.
For premium.
Not the 88, mind you, the premium stuff.
That's the expensive stuff.
And again, this is California where, they're talking $7 a gallon. We haven't gotten there yet, and who knows when or if we will. But, yeah, I mean, we're rapidly approaching $5 a gallon. But Paul even mentioned, too, when he was coming back from California, wow, how expensive it was out there, that it was almost a relief to get back to Midwest gas prices. 69 cents a gallon. For real.
Right. That's when Daryl Sarita put up an Instagram post about the bargain. Other customers quickly recognized the good fortune and called friends and family. You got to get over to Joe's.
69 cents a gallon at this gas station.
For premium.
Why in the world was it priced that low? A technical error. This is why math is important, kids.
Wow. Yeah. Gas was supposed to be priced at $6.99 a gallon. Oops. But a misplaced decimal point. Told you that math is important. It put the actual price at 69 cents.
And it took about 3 hours for the station to fix the problem. I do not think any of the consumers had any pity. I think they just lined up and got as much as they could.
We've been getting gouged for months.
You've got like that Biggie cup or whatever, and it's just like, dump out whatever's in there. Let's fill this up with gas.
I'm a little puzzled why it would take 3 hours. I mean, just in the sense that there had to be a recognition, wouldn't there? I mean,
I just want to know who's in charge of decimal point placing, because that's a premium position now, I think. So
I think they're out of job.
There you go.
There's nothing like a big, ripe, sweet juice running down your arm, Georgia peach. And unlike the grocery store, at Tree Ripe Fruit Company, their peaches are left on the tree until the last possible second. Then you buy straight from the Georgia peach truck within days of harvest. No cold storage, just the freshest peaches. Exactly the way you remember them. This Thursday only, the Tree Ripe truck will be at Lady Smith, Rice Lake, Spooner, and Hayward. Don't miss this season's delicious harvest. Locations and times at tree-ripe.com.
That guy just makes me want to buy. I want to go out and just get a box of peaches. He just sold me.
Seriously, they are absolutely incredible. Again, pro tip, I would say you get the peaches, don't just eat them right then and there. Again, these are picked at the absolute peak and then brought right here, so no cold storage or anything. So those Tree Ripe peaches, and we're actually, I was just setting that up. We're going to be talking with Tiernan from Tree Ripe. He runs the entire company. But let them sit for 2, maybe 3 days, and then they truly will be the best peaches you have ever, ever tasted, unless you live in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, hey, this morning, some things we can learn from a dog. I like these. These are some good life lessons.
Sure.
Let's begin. Never pass up the opportunity to go for a joyride.
Right.
You know, dogs like that, and especially if you can get it in somebody's convertible.
Don't worry about your hair. Just stick your head out the window. Things we can learn from a dog here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. When loved ones come home, always run to greet them.
That's kind of cool. Or, you know, when somebody shows up at a restaurant or something and, hey, go and welcome them. Things we can learn from a dog: when it's in your best interest, practice obedience.
Let others know when they've invaded your territory.
Here's one. Take naps and stretch before rising.
I agree with the stretching thing. Should have done more of that before taking a run on Saturday. Things we can learn from a dog. Run, romp, and play every single day.
There you go. Be loyal.
If what you want lies buried, dig until you find it.
Mm-hmm. Things we can learn from a dog. When someone's having a bad day, be silent. Sit close by and nuzzle them gently.
Thrive on attention. Let people get near to you.
Avoid biting when a simple growl will do.
Yes. Things we can learn from a dog here in the We Wake Up Show. On hot days, drink lots of water and lay under a shady tree. These are practical.
And finally, no matter how often you're scolded, don't buy into the guilt thing and pout. Run right back and make friends.
There you go. A few lessons we can learn from a dog.